All right, so we'll move on to the general construction and contract updates. Brianna.
Yeah, so we have two contracts that we're going to be taking forward to our city council on October 22nd, and we're very excited about that. So we, as you all know, we had that big snafu with our previous construction contractor, which is the big one. And we went back out to bid. We had 5 responses to that, and we've done interviews, and we are getting ready to award. So we are still negotiating the final pricing this week to include in the city council packet, but we have selected a local contractor, Colorado Boring, and they have a series of local subs that will be working with them that will be able to complete our project on time and at our budget, which is very exciting. So that's who we're going to be recommending to our city council that they make the award. And we're very excited. There's a few things about the contract that were very appealing. One, of course, was their proposal. Obviously, they had some, they met our time schedule needs, our pricing needs. They have worked in the city with us for on a number of different projects. They're a long-term contractor with us. They're also a local contractor, which is really great. They live and work here, so they're going to have a lot of ownership in the project. And the other is that they are going to be able to completely self-perform this project, which is a huge issue. Right now, there is a big struggle across the Front Range for qualified contractors, especially in the Boring area. There's a lot of projects, not just with Fort Collins, but there's a lot going on in Denver with Verizon and AT&T, among others. The school district down in Denver as well is putting in a lot of fiber. So there's just a lot of demand for contractors. And so we have seen some of our other neighbors struggling to find subs. So this is very exciting that we will not have that same issue.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that's a really great thing. So this is very exciting.
Where are they based out of?
They are based out of, I think their office is in Fort Collins. So right on Mulberry. But they are a long-term contractor here. They hold our maintenance contract for the city already, and then they also work for City County of Denver, City of Fort Collins, among other local vendors. So we're very excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
What did we save by not just sticking with the original when things changed?
I don't have the final numbers yet, but it is substantial. We have come in at where our budget needed to be, which was below that $40 million mark. Yeah. So more to come with that. That will be included in the packet next week, and we will send you all the packet information when it is posted, so you'll have full information regarding that. The other is that we also will be taking our premise install contractor for award to City Council, so we're going to be recommending award to a company called OnTrack, and they are they've done a number of local projects here for Longmont and Fort Collins, and so they will be doing the premise, or basically curb to the house, and then installation within the house, and businesses as well. So we're very excited about that as well. They're highly skilled. They're a big national company that does this specialized type of work and has qualified folks that can walk our customers through setup of wireless, phone services, that type of thing.
So they'll do the construction part and the...
Mm-hmm. They actually have 2 sets of different kinds of crews, one that does the outside work and then specialized folks that are inside the home.
Cool. Is there any sort of pulse branding with these people in their trucks, uniforms?
Lindsay, want to talk about that?
Yes. I walked in when you first started talking about that.
Co-branding.
Subcontractors. Mm-hmm. So they have several subcontractors, so we're trying to figure out what the right level of branding across the board is, but we will do, we're planning on the trucks that are specific 100% to the project for the foreman and the project managers to do a little bit more marketing branding on those vehicles, but all the trucks and vehicles will have approved city contractor pulse magnets on the side of those. We're working on getting badges and clothing with that, and then also putting together toolkits that will be available in vehicles to help communicate with the community as they go through. So, yeah, lots of
I know when I lived in Evansville, Indiana, and when they did fiber It was mostly coax cable runs, but there was fiber backbone. When they did their municipal broadband like 15 years ago, they had the contractors that were doing the in-ground installs would say like Fiber Cable Inc. contractor for SIGICOM, you know, and then have the SIGICOM logo on that, which, you know, seemed to be clear as a consumer that, okay, these guys are working for the city, but they're not part of the city.
Right. We want to be very clear that they're, you know, they're part of this project, but also be very transparent that they're not city employees and whatnot. So,
so exciting news. We're moving forward. Second, you're welcome to join the city council meetings. It'll be, you know, we're the only item on the meeting. It's a special meeting that's been set up just because of timing for us. I think it was supposed to be canceled, but Steve graciously asked council to open that meeting up. So thank you, Steve.
He was in the hall.
He was in the back. I saw him.
He did.
Other questions for Brianna? Okay, I guess we are ready for council reports. We lost Don.
Don had to go to a meeting that I'm going to be following him to real quickly. Council is the right now is a never-ending circus. Read the Reporter Herald. I mean, there's just no other. I can't think of another polite way to put it. Any questions? Maybe I can better serve you by answering your questions if you have any. You know.
I read the article on the front page today.
Yes.
Something.
And I think the one person put it that, you know, it's politics season and it's all about votes. It's not about the truth. And that holds very true for everything that I'm seeing. So.
You're learning from Washington.
Oh, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a polite way to say it. You know, truth be damned, let's see if we can get elected. Type stuff. So it's unfortunate that it came to our little burg.
Other questions for John?
Thank you for your service.
You betcha.
Hope you're going to something enjoyable.
No, actually, I'm going to a meeting put on by our state representative Hugh McKean over at the library. If you're interested, he's putting on a symposium or whatever you want to call it with a couple of other state reps that are coming in to do a talk about metro districts and explain, you know, from their side how they work. You know, one thing that I thought that was very interesting that came to me at lunchtime today was a lecture from our previous mayor that we do three different audits of our metro districts. The state gets one, the county gets one, and the city gets one on a yearly basis. So just factor that into any reading and thought processes that you might have. And those are all publicly available. Because I knew about the county one, but I didn't know about the state one. The state does an audit also, so of all metro districts on a yearly basis. It's all available right on the Secretary of State's website.
All right, Brianna, Division Manager's report.
The only thing I wanted to add that wasn't in the packet, we are doing a ribbon cutting ceremony for the wastewater treatment plant on October 22nd at 10 a.m. If anybody is interested, we'll follow up with you with Corrine for invites. So if you're, we'll send out some information if you're interested. But it's been an ongoing project up until our broadband project. It was the largest capital project we had conducted as a city, and so it's a brand new state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. There will not be food, but there will be
You're not going to serve food.
That project has been going on so long, you know, a long time. I voted on it. That's how long that's been going on.
Well, it is.
I had hair.
It takes a long time.
It was just a little darker.
But it brings us up to standards. I mean, Joe can certainly talk about this more, but it brings us up to state regulatory standards and also increases our capacity for the future and what have you. So it's pretty exciting stuff for our
state. Now, I'm new at this, so this we only have one wastewater complex. That's just off Boise, right?
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you want a tour, that will be taking place the same day. So
don't miss it.
Yeah,
and to get some more of the ammonia and other nitrogen compounds out of the water than we've been able to do previously, and that's like the big deal. For
here comes the boss.
No, boy, we got to go.
Start talking. Start
I love
talking
wastewater.
And, and pardon my French. It may be shit to you, but it's bread and butter to me. Let's just keep that in mind. It really is. It is a remarkable. And if you guys can shake out that morning, we'll be having some speeches. Of course, there are always speeches of these things. But then we'll be offering tours, and it really has been a remarkable project. It's been on time, under budget. We've added some little features along the way. As Brianna said, we have expanded the capacity to 12 million gallons per day. We have added additional processes that will remove nitrogen and phosphorus, and thus the water that we're returning to the Big Thompson, which is used by people downriver for drinking water, it will be much cleaner and much better, prevent algal growths and so on. And a lot of other minor process changes, two new digesters, and I know that doesn't really thrill anybody, but man, it is just really, really cool stuff. So if you could shake loose at 10 o'clock that morning, we'd love to have